Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Miles Away. This is your host, Zach Honig. Today, I am sitting down with TPG's global reviews editor, Nick Ellis. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me, Zach.
And we're talking about Aruba, which is a destination that's been on my list, actually, since I was a little kid. And the reason for that was my mom would drive me to school every day before we had a bus. And we would listen to, I forget the radio station, but every day they seemed to have an advertisement for Aruba. Something like, you won't hear the toot of the horn, and I can't do the accent, but and I'm really embarrassed that I just did it, but we're going to leave that in. but I'm like, what is this Aruba place? I really want to go someday, and somehow I haven't gone yet, but you went there pretty recently, right?
Yeah, I was there over the New Year holiday, so like just after Christmas through New Year's Day.
Okay, and what brought you to Aruba?
Was it
the same commercial?
Yeah. We didn't get those commercials in Michigan. I was just looking for somewhere to go with my family at that time, and Aruba was the first destination that I could get two rooms for the dates that we wanted to travel on points. So
it's kind of circumstantial, I guess.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so where did you end up staying?
We stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh,
yeah,
Ritz-Carlton.
Yes.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah.
How was it? How does it compare to the Ritz-Carlton Hong Kong?
It's definitely a different experience. The rooms weren't definitely not the level of Hong Kong, definitely not the level of some of the Ritz's, you know, top properties. But
the ritziest Ritz's?
Yes, exactly. But overall, the property was super nice. I love the food by the pool. The staff was great. The beach was gorgeous. Yeah, it was a great time.
So is Aruba kind of your typical Caribbean destination? Is it a good starter island? You know, who is it for and what should I expect?
I think it's really for anyone that wants good weather, you know, somewhere that you're pretty much guaranteed sun and hot. Just the way of its geography, it's kind of a dry, more deserty island. You know, you get, if it rains, it rains for like 5 minutes and then it blows over so fast. The wind is very strong, so it's hot, but the wind keeps you cool. You know, the white sand beaches, you know,
it's picturesque.
All that. Yeah.
If you're picturing a stock photo of a Caribbean destination.
Definitely. I mean, where the Ritz was at the end of like Palm Beach, it's called, which is just a line of hotels basically. So you're not getting too much deserted beach there, but where the Ritz was situated was the end of the beach, that was definitely the most private of the beaches there, because the other ones going down the strip were much more crowded.
Okay,
for sure.
So what was the makeup, I guess, of the other tourists? Did you see, were there a lot of couples there? Was it a lot of families? Was it, you know, groups of friends?
It was a lot of families when I was there. I think that's probably typical. Yeah, for that time. Yeah, a lot of families. Though I actually ran into a friend from college that I had no idea was going to be there. And we ran into each other, and so that was really fun. Actually, I had friends my own age.
Definitely helps, especially over New Year's.
And they live in Boston, so it was easy for them to get there. And you know,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, Aruba is one of those destinations where there are quite a few nonstop options from the U.S. And we can dig into that a little bit more in the second segment. But you know, it's somewhere it's probably why we had the advertisements to come to think of it.
I'm sure
in the Philadelphia area, and I'm sure there was a U.S. Airways flight to
definitely
Aruba. Probably not from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Right?
No, definitely not.
Okay,
no.
Well, that makes a little more sense. So, what did you do when you were there? I know that you spent the first couple of days kind of hanging at the hotel.
Yeah,
which, when you're saying that the Ritz makes sense.
Yeah, we kind of just hung out a lot, but there's a lot to do. Even just on the beaches alone, you can, like, the Ritz provided a bunch of free stuff to use in the water, kayaks and paddle boards and all, you know, all those kind of fun water toys. There were those people doing those like water hover craft things that are hooked up to the
jet thing,
and they're like,
we were
like levitating
the
over the water. Yeah,
it was terrifying.
Yeah, very scary.
I'm
to
like,
me
I'm going to drown or something else will happen.
Very scary to me, but somehow people do that. I have no idea how. But and then just down the beach from the Ritz was another, like, rental area where you could do, like, kite surfing and
jet skis. Do they have?
Yeah, all those. Tubing. It, yeah. It's just kind of, like, all day in the water. It's just nonstop activity. Parasailing, all that kind of stuff. So definitely a lot of water activities. But like I said earlier, the island is a lot of, like, desert almost. So it's really dry, and there's...
Are there hikes? Can you do
Yeah,
hikes?
Well, it's not really hikes because it's pretty flat, but okay. There are, like, ATV tours.
That's my kind of hike.
Yeah, me too.
A hike through the shopping mall, right?
Exactly. A hike right to the bar. There are, like, ATV tours that you can do that you can go and take them out for an afternoon, and that includes scuba diving and snorkeling and... Yeah, you can. It's just like a cool way to go kind of around and into the island more because, you know, where the hotels are, it's obviously around the island.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you go into the main city? And I don't know how to pronounce it.
I finally figured it out. Okay. Oranjestad.
Oranjestad. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense now hearing it. But did you make it into Oranjestad?
We did. My mother wanted to go jewelry shopping.
Oh, okay.
So
did you buy her a piece of jewelry?
I did not buy her a piece of jewelry. She bought herself a piece of jewelry. But, yeah, we went there for the shopping. It is a good place to go shop. You have all...
Is it safe? Can you go pretty much anywhere you want in Aruba
totally,
and not...
Yeah, totally felt safe. But everything closed early downtown. So by, like, 6 o'clock,
stuff was
closed. I don't know if that had anything to do with the holiday, but it was, like, pretty quiet. But then they have the cruises coming in. They all dock in Oranjestad. So you have all those people coming in. So... I mean, unless you really want to go, you know, shopping for jewelry or high-end clothing, that they have all the stores there, it's not super noteworthy.
So I forgot to mention this, but one of the reasons I wanted to talk about Aruba is because I just booked a trip to Aruba. And the reason for that was, so I flew on the what was supposed to be the inaugural United 787-10 flight.
Yes, before they surprised us.
With many other 787-10 flights.
Yes.
But the fares were crazy. I think it was $1,800 or $1,900 for just that one segment, LA to Newark and business. But I found out that if I added on a segment to Aruba... in May, it brought the fare down to, I think, like $700-800. So I got that flight I needed out of L.A. to Newark. And then I have another Newark to Aruba business flight.
And now you have a new trip.
And I have a new trip. I'm like, you know what? And I don't like throwing away tickets.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble. But also, I'm like, oh, I have a flight somewhere.
Especially somewhere appealing.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to Aruba.
Yeah.
And I found the Renaissance. I wanted to stay. I'm still pretty loyal to, well, Starwood, now Marriott.
Yeah.
And so that's usually my first stop. And I was looking for hotels we could review. And we didn't have the Renaissance. And another very interesting thing about the Renaissance, obviously it's not the Ritz. You kind of took the Ritz. So thanks, Nick. But there is a private island that is exclusively for guests of the Renaissance. And they have a boat that takes you over there. And they have tons of flamingos. I think,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, my friends, actually, that I mentioned earlier were staying at the Renaissance, and they got upgraded. There are two portions of the resort, one that's more, like, on land, like, it's right on the main road in the city, and then there's, like, the ocean suites, which are right on the beach, which are on beach.
I know, I'm realizing which one I booked. Uh-huh. I think I got the road one.
Probably.
Uh-oh, okay.
But they got upgraded, so you probably will, too, and over New Year's.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going in. I don't mind going. I'm going in just like a random weekend in May.
Yeah.
So it should be fine.
I'm sure.
And May's not really the peak season, right? I mean, I
don't think. No, it's actually it's April, May, I was told, are like the lowest times there.
Okay.
Which I don't really understand because the weather's the same all year round. But
so I know you spent a lot of time on the resort, but I want you to help me a little bit plan my trip.
Yeah. Right?
And to do that and kind of keep it concise, I'm going to say, let's pick maybe five activities or, you know, things that I should look out for, you know, that I should do. And one of them can be jet skiing. If you have to go jet ski when you go to Aruba, we don't have to go too deep. But what do you think I should do on my, you know, let's say 3-day trip to Aruba?
Sure. I definitely would visit the flamingos. They're very fun and very pink and very weird.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun.
Island.
Yeah, the Flamingo Island. There was a fun cruise that you can do in the morning. It's kind of like a... You can just get on this boat. You pay like $60 or something, and you get you know, free drinks and a lunch, and they kind of cruise around, and you jump off into the ocean.
Early AM booze cruise.
Yeah, basically, it's island time. It's fine, and you jump off into the ocean, and you can snorkel and swim and all that kind of stuff. And the water was a little bit more rough out there, but you know, near the shore, it's super calm.
And it's pretty, is it warm water?
Yeah, it was warm. It was like perfect to swim in. It was great. Then I would say, you know, partake in the water activities because they're fun. You know, rent jet skis. Like I said, the water's super calm. You can just fly around the island. That is a lot of fun.
What about food? Because I'm always like, I keep an eye out, and I'll look at Yelp or Foursquare. Yeah. Actually, Foursquare is a new go-to for me. But what do you find any amazing restaurants?
Well, we got recommendations from friends of ours that we've met a long time ago that go to Aruba a lot. We actually met them on vacation last New Year's. But they gave us several recommendations for restaurants. But my favorite was this restaurant called Barefoot, and it was in Oranjestad, right near the airport. So, like, when we sat down, we saw KLM's A330 landing from Amsterdam. It was really cool. And it was, like, really close, like, almost like a Maho Beach situation.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And you could see it right from this restaurant.
And for those who don't know, what is Maho Beach?
It's that, the like, probably the most famous AvGeek airport in the world in St. Martin.
It's, like, right there at the end of the runway.
Yeah,
right?
It's, like, it's like a full beach that people hang out on, and then enormous planes just like landing.
I went to St. Martin for one day. It was during the JetBlue all you can jet deal back in the day, and I spent the entire day just sitting under 747.
Yeah. So it's like my dream to go there.
Sorry, guys, that's not in Aruba, though.
Not in Aruba. But anyways, Barefoot is a restaurant that's like they have a little hut inside that has a few tables, but most of the tables are just right on the beach, just set up right on the beach. And we went at 5:30 so you could go for sunset. And the sunset's behind you, and the food was really good. Like, I had super fresh fish, really good and reasonably priced drinks. My cocktails were like $8.
What were the cocktail prices at the Ritz-Carlton?
A lot. Okay. But no different than New York. They're between 14 and like 16.
Not insane, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you say, is Aruba an expensive destination?
It's definitely not the cheapest place that I've been. Some restaurants were pricey, but some surprised us in terms of, you know, being reasonable. Like that Barefoot restaurant that I was talking about was much more reasonable than I thought it would have been.
Do you need to get away from the main tourist beach to find, you know, better deals? Or
not really. A lot of the restaurants that we went to were kind of in a similar area, in the Palm Beach area, which is like that main, like, kind of regarded as like the nicest beach on the island. But they're all really high quality places. Mm-hmm. We went to another restaurant at a different hotel. The restaurant was called Elements, and it was also kind of on the beach, though we went later, so the sun had already set. But it was delicious and great views, really good service. Yeah, a lot of eating to do there, for sure.
So I'm actually paying for my flights to Aruba and from Aruba just because of my situation with that Los Angeles-Newark flight. But if I want to use miles to get there, what are my options? I know that American flies there, Delta flies there, United flies there. JetBlue flies there. Okay.
Yeah.
And JetBlue's actually, the redemptions are based on the paid fare,
cost of
the ticket. And so if you're going off season, that could actually make the most sense.
It could, yeah.
Because Caribbean rates are a little high, actually.
Yeah.
High.
Aruba's not cheap to get to. Sometimes you'll see fare deals for in the $200 range. You know, a lot of times JetBlue has been selling those like heavily discounted Mint fares, even from New York.
Oh, right. And
Boston. Yeah.
So in some cases,
on Saturdays,
I've actually seen fares in Mint. Cheaper than Coach.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's worth looking out for.
Definitely.
$300 or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Around $300, which is a great deal for Mint.
Each way, but
and
still.
It's not like a quick flight. It's like only 20 miles from Venezuela, so it's like a 5-hour flight from New York and Boston.
Did you take a side trip to Venezuela?
We did not, but we were on the lookout for it. Apparently you can see Venezuela like on a really clear day from some of the beaches, but I did not see anything.
So are all the hotels kind of clustered around that Palm Beach area?
Not all of them, but a lot of them. Yeah.
Is that where you want to be if you're looking for a hotel? You're like Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's a safe bet for sure. It's definitely. The beach is gorgeous. It goes on for a long time. It's kind of funny because there's just like the last four properties on the beach are all Marriott. There's the Ritz-Carlton, then there's the Marriott Stellaris Resort.
I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
And then there are two Marriott timeshare properties, the Aruba Ocean
Club
and the Marriott Vacation Club. Aruba Surf Club and Aruba Ocean Club.
It can be a little tricky using points at those sometimes.
Sometimes though they
If you
look, yeah, you can see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which
and
would be nice.
There's a Renaissance as well, so that's a fifth potential option.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Hyatt Regency as well, which is on that Palm Beach area, and a Hilton Resort. There's even like an all-inclusive Ryu Palace there.
Oh,
too.
Is that part of a program?
No.
Okay.
No.
You know, my Renaissance stay, actually, you could upgrade to an all-inclusive
package.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, so it includes drinks and all of the meals.
Wow.
It didn't seem to be a very good deal, though. It was like an extra $200 a night.
You
know what? Now I'm realizing that that's for two people. So I'm gonna revisit that.
Definitely inquire about that.
Because you can book it with City Prestige. So I booked my stay with City Prestige,
right.
Fourth night free, and that can include an all-inclusive.
Exactly.
So if you're doing a paid rate, especially if you're going off-season when it could make sense to pay for your hotel
Definitely.
Instead of using points, I would say City Prestige is worth checking
really good
out
option
for, sure.
for there. Yeah.
All right, Nick. Well, we are just about out of time, but is there anything else that we should talk about with Aruba? I mean, I'm sure we could dig in more, but
yeah, we need a whole
another
hour.
Are you going back anytime soon?
I think I'll go back. Yeah, I had a great time. I would definitely recommend it to mostly everyone.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Global Reviews Editor Nick.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for my review of the Renaissance.
Can't wait.
That's it for this episode of Miles Away. Thanks again to TPG Reviews editor Nick Ellis. Again, I am your host, Zach Honig, and this episode was produced by Caroline Chagrin with editing by Ryan Gabos. Our theme music is by Alex Schiff. If you like this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.